HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.
I'm back, ready to score again. Let's start with top 10 action from the past weekend, just to give you the scoop on what happened in HBCU football. Number one, Grambling State improved to 9-1, beating Alabama State 24-7. They're getting ready for the Bayou Classic in 2 weeks. GSU rolled up 321 yards of total offense, despite being held to only 4 first downs in the first half. And as it is always said, good teams find ways to win. And that's where running back Martez Carter and quarterback Devontae Kincaid came in after the Tigers' defense set up the initial score, as Tigers' DeAndre Hogue picked off an ASU pass and set up the G-men on the 1 yard line. Carter then rumbled to draw first blood and finished the day with 85 yards on 14 carries. He caught 4 passes for 32 yards. Meanwhile, Devontae Kincaid led the way, passing for 205 yards and 2 TDs. And up next for the Tigers is, like I said, it's the Bayou Classic against Southern, and that's in 2 weeks because they get a week of rest. And speaking of Southern, the 10th-ranked Jaguars, who picked up a big win over Texas Southern 33-7, Coach Dawson Odoms talked about the game.
We scored enough points to win, kept them off the board. We ran the ball, we threw the ball, we tackled, we got off the field on third down. When you do those things, you got a chance to be successful. We were fortunate to win a football game. Still chasing that better game. We're looking for a game where we play well offensively and defensively and special teams, and we're gaining on it, getting ready for the next one, and that's where our focus is.
Coach Odoms also says the key to playing well is a good defense that can make tackles.
Well, I think we're doing a good job of really teaching and coaching and, you know, coming up with game plans that fit the style of play for our guys on defense. You know, I don't think you have to reinvent the wheel or be complex when you're on defense. You got to get lined up. That's half the battle. And when you do that, I think you got a chance to play great defense. And then you got to play with an attitude. The number one thing you got to do is tackle. When you do that, you got a chance to be successful. When we tackle, our defense plays very well. When we miss tackles, then it leads to problems. That's anybody. I think when it comes down to playing great defense, you got to be able to tackle the ball. And when we do that, we got a chance to be as good as anybody.
Coach went on to say his Jags lost 3 games in a row after their opening season victory, but then Southern started their current 6-game winning streak and pushed their way into our Urban Media Today Top 10 Black College Football poll. And Coach Odoms says his Cats are focused.
Even the Western Division, you got to win. That's the bottom line. And somehow that message has to be relayed to your players. And, you know, we know coming out of the stretch at the beginning of the season, we put ourselves behind the 8-ball. And the only way you can get to this point in the season is you got to play better than you did the first 4 games. And, you know, that's really all we put in front of our team. And our team went out and played each week. We won football games along the way. We still haven't played up to our potential. And I think that's what's scary about this football team. When we put it all together, it's going to be a great thing to see. And hopefully it's the next coming game. But we're gaining on it. I think our players are getting a lot more healthier than they were in the middle of the season, you know, and the beginning of the season. We'll beat up football team coming out of the first 4 games. But we done had a bye week. We done won some games. We got another bye week. So, you know, I think that's the message you give them, is that if you want to be in it in the end, you got to win. And we take one game at a time. That's our approach. That's our process. And now we're right back in the same scenario that we were in a year ago. And it's really been the same scenario for the last 4 or 5 years. So, I mean, I think our guys are accustomed to being in this predicament. We know what we got to go out and do. That's what we're going to try to do.
So in 2 weeks, it will be the Jags and Tigers in New Orleans in the Bayou Classic. By the way, the Jags are in for it because Coach Broderick Fobbs has led Grambling State to a 31-2 record against SWAC opponents over the past 3 years. He's not lost a regular season game since November of 2014. Meanwhile, the number 2 North Carolina A&T Aggies improved to 10-0, beating Savannah State 36-17. And up next for Coach Rod Broadway and his Aggies is number 7 North Carolina Central, who fell over the past weekend to Bethune-Cookman 13-10. And get this, it was on a Hail Mary pass with no time left in the game, as Wildcat QB Larry Brim Jr. connected with Kayvon Mitchell for the game-winning score. As for Coach Broadway and his Aggies, Mr. Everything QB Lamar Renard passed for 252 yards while breaking the school's single-season passing record and 2 touchdowns, while A&T running back Markell Cartwright ran for 127 yards and 2 more touchdowns as the Blue and Gold continue their run for excellence and the best season in school history. And speaking of excellence, how about Virginia State? The third-ranked Trojans remained one of only three HBCU undefeated teams, improving to 10-0, beating up on Fayetteville State 42-19 in the CIAA title game in Salem, Virginia. Broncos head coach Richard Hayes talked about what his blue and white faced taking on VSU.
Stop the run. That was our main focus, was to try to stop the running game and the running attack of Virginia State University. We knew that we were going to have to make them throw the ball, and they did a great job in the first quarter, you know, throwing it over our head, finding the weak spot in the defense. We changed up a few things coming into the game to kind of load the box up against them, and for the most part, it was very effective. We made them punt 8 times, which had not been done to them before. In the first quarter, we had a little bit of the deer in headlights syndrome. So once we relaxed and started playing the game, it was pretty much an even game, in my opinion.
Coach Hayes and his Broncos were the latest victims of Coach Reggie Barlow's Trojans, who will now host West Georgia in the first round of the D2 playoffs this weekend. And moving up 95, Coach Damon Wilson and his 9-1 fourth-ranked Bulldogs of Bowie State, they had this past weekend off as they completed their regular season. But guess what? They get to host their first playoff game in school history as Delta State comes to Maryland to play in the first round of the D2 playoffs as well. More right after this.
Call RSG Financial for your bookkeeping, accounting, and tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. RSG Financial provides accounting and tax services for business and personal needs. Call us or email MaryJo@RiversideSalesGroup.com. Riverside Sales Group is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. Call today, 412-742-4345.
VIPs get the full treatment everywhere they go. First class this, front row that. And all access everything, right? Well, that's what you get when you subscribe to UrbanMediaToday.com. You'll be the first to receive exclusive updates in entertainment, news, sports, finance, health, and fashion. You'll also have a direct line to our online station that gives you the best in R&B, classic soul, jazz, gospel, old school hip hop, and more. What else does an Urban Media Today VIP get? How about a chance at winning great prices like free tickets to shows? That's a good price. Gift cards, Urban Media Today swag, and more. And if you don't get enough of HBCU sports, how about an all-access pass to the latest in HBCU football and basketball online? And also on Urban Media Today radio. And most importantly, you'll receive access to Urban Media Today's podcast on sports, news, finance, entertainment, and more. It's a look inside the urban lifestyle in the palm of your hands or on your desktop. So subscribe today for only a year for $19.99 and we'll do the rest. Urban Media Today is your source for urban entertainment, news, sports, fitness, and lifestyle. So what you waiting for? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com and subscribe today. Back on Urban Media Today's HBCU Sports Report, moving further down 95, Howard University moved up to 5th in the Urban Media Today Black College Football Poll on the strength of this weekend's come-from-behind dramatic win over Norfolk State, and it was a 28-24 victory. Coach Mike London's go-go offense was guided by my pick for MEAC Freshman of the Year, Kalen Newton, who passed for 159 yards while rushing for 46 more yards, and he scored the winning touchdown with 5 seconds left on the clock. But the spark plug for the Bison Blue this week was preseason MEAC Offensive Player of the Year selection, Anthony Filial. The senior running back toted the rock 20 times for 193 yards and 2 touchdowns, and wideout Jaquez Ezard caught 7 passes for 113 yards, while on the other side of the ball, the Buffalo Soldier defense was led by Devin Rollins. The senior linebacker had 8 tackles. And then this week's MEAC Defensive Player and Rookie of the Week selection, Brian Cook, came up with 2 interceptions, one in his own end zone, thwarting what could have put the Spartans up by 17 points late in the game. Up next for the Stampeding Bison are the Pirates of Hampton, who fell to South Carolina State this weekend, 35-14. Now let me tell you about a lion roaming on the loose in Oklahoma, who's number 6 on our poll this week. That's the Langston Lions, and they're the 3rd undefeated team left in all of HBCU football. The Lions continued their own run for excellence, improving to 10-0, beating Wayland Baptist 38-19. Now Coach Quentin Morgan's Lions were led by the running game of big number 44, Tim Whitfield. The 200-pound running back toted the rock 14 times for 60 yards and scored 2 TDs. Next up is Northwestern College out of Iowa in the NAIA playoffs in the first round. Now, this is LU's seventh postseason appearance and their first since 2014. By the way, Langston's on a 15-game winning streak. They've not lost since October 1st of 2016. Moving on, number 8 Alcorn State won their second game in a row and clinched the SWAC Eastern Division, scalping the Delta Devils of Mississippi Valley State 59-0. Coach Fred McNair's Braves will take on Jackson State this weekend.
Jackson State got a pretty good ball club, man. They got a good coaching staff, players. The defense is very solid. They do a lot of good things on defense in terms of what they do on offense. You know, I'm an offensive guy, so I watch the defense a lot. So. And try to figure those guys out. So they're doing some things, multiple things. They run a lot of spread stuff, you know, and high tempo stuff, and as everybody else in the SWAC. But you know, the biggest thing is they physical on defense, and they get at you pretty good, man. I mean, I don't know what it is, but you know, they done found some kind of identity there, and come along this stretch in the last few weeks, being able to pull out some wins here. So we got our work cut out for us. How aggressive they are on defense, and the way they play. They're a solid ball club, man. So we got our work cut out for them. We got to get prepared for them guys this week. It's going to be a tough task for us in Jackson.
Now, Saturday's game for the ninth-ranked Tuskegee had to be bittersweet. And I say that because they claimed the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference Championship by beating Fort Valley State 13-6. They also improved to 9-2. But they were not invited to the D2 playoffs, meaning their season came to an end. So how is it that two teams from other conferences with three losses were invited, but Coach Willie Slater's Goldens were not? I don't know, but what I do know is that Coach Slater has been very successful in his career, and he's produced not only great players, but he's also produced great men.
I've been at Tuskegee for 12 years. You can't say that you saw it in the paper one time, but one of our guys did anything. So we're trying to teach them not only to be good football players, but to be disciplined off the field, in the classroom. When you leave Tuskegee University, you're still a Tuskegee University football player and a Tuskegee University representative. You know, I've been coaching since 1978, so I've been able to see guys back then, been right there with them as the times change, as they change, as personalities change, as parents change, and this team right here is unique in their own ways. They bought into the system, and they believe in what we're doing, and we're peaking at the right time.
Tuskegee head coach Willie Slater, congrats on the season and laying claim to that SIAC title. In other action this past weekend, Tennessee State beat Southeastern Missouri 23-20. So, you're going to ask me why you heard the boxing ring bell while I'm talking football? Well, I was going to let this go, but I can't. So check this out. During this game that I'm telling you about, the Tennessee State football game, TSU won, but they lost. Why did they win and lose, Trevin? Well, Tennessee State defensive end Latrell Lee took it upon himself to throw punches at strength coach TJ Greenstone and knocked him to the ground. Yep, I'm not lying. There's actually videotape showing him during the game throwing a 1-2 combination to the coach's head and knocking the coach to the ground during the game. Did you hear me? Yeah, during the game. So what happened was the strength and conditioning coach has responsibility of keeping the players from getting too close to the field while they're on the sideline. Don't know what happened. Don't know what was said. But I do know that you saw Latrell knock the coach down. So Coach Rob Reed kicked him off the football team, and then he was expelled from school. So, but for everybody knows that if you're playing on a football team, you don't even talk back to the coach, let alone put your hands on him. That being said, he was still part of the Tigers team. Unfortunately, Lee's a senior, and he's expelled. All right, back to the action on the field. The Tigers of TSU will take on Jacksonville State next. West Virginia State beat West Virginia Wesleyan 45-28. Lincoln, Missouri lost to Southwest Baptist 52-7. Texas College lost to Lyon College 41-3. Cheney was defanged by Edinburgh. The Scots came out on top 63-0. Edward Waters lost to Faulkner 49-3. Delaware State beat Morgan State 33-30, while Jackson State beat Alabama A&M 10-7. And Prairie View A&M beat Arkansas Pine Bluff 35-12. Guess what? I don't even have to say it. I have somebody else say it for me. I just scored another
touchdown!
Make sure you check in this week for the preview preview for what's coming up this weekend. There's some postseason action taking place in the Division II playoffs, and also some big games because it is Rival Weekend when it includes something like the Battle of the Real HUs. I'll talk to you later this week.
HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones on Urban Media Today Radio.